Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. I'm your host, Dwayne Benton. This hour, sit back, relax. As a matter of fact, you may want to tell somebody to tune in. We're talking to the phenomenal vocalist, Kevin Whalum.
Wiped away my past, and anyone could tell this kind of love has got to last. So ta-ta, you Jesus, thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, Jesus. Thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, Jesus. Thank you, yeah, for being mine. Remembering. How I wished that he was mine.
You know what I did?
Had a little talk with the man upstairs. I said, Lord, won't you please come inside? Bye. Thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, Jesus. Thank you. I wanna ta-ta you, Jesus. Got to thank you, yeah, for being mine, mine, mine. So true, so true. Your feet, if the Lord has been good to you, hey.
This is the Sunday Jazz Spotlight, and you're listening to the sweet sounds of my special guest on the Sunday Jazz Spotlight, Brother Kevin Whalum. How are you, sir?
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing, man? I'm good.
All is well. You are truly. You know, I guess when I jump into a conversation about Kevin Whalum, here's the first thing that I really always said. If I talk to Kevin Whalum, here's what I'm going to ask him. Do you feel any kind of way slighted, or is it a compliment when people say you remind them of an Al Jarreau, Bobby McFerrin?
You know, it's so funny that you would say that, because I was thinking about this yesterday. Okay. And to answer your question, no, I don't feel slighted. But here is why that happened.
Okay.
If you can name me two other singers in the last 50 years who sang in that particular style, meaning scat, you know, the jazzy wordless sounds, yeah, that people like Al Jarreau used to make. If you can name me anyone other than Al Jarreau, I'll give you a dollar. But Bobby McFerrin, he can scat, but he doesn't quite do what that is. He can, now don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And then take a scat solo, right? And then come back to the lyric, right? So there's just not, okay, I'll give you Bobby McFerrin.
You
see, right?
But you said, male, right? You said male.
Right.
Okay, yeah. That
in the last 50 years. So when people come up to me and say that, I know that they intend it as a compliment. And I take it as that, because I know that there is just no one else that they can compare me to.
Yeah.
In that same time frame. So, of course, they're going to say, you remind me of Al Jarreau, because I do what Al Jarreau did, and Al Jarreau did what John Hendrick did, but it's few and far between.
Yeah.
Kurt Elling is another one who does it now.
Yeah.
Prominently featured male jazz soloists who do that are far and few between.
Yeah.
And so I don't take offense, because they just don't have a frame of reference beyond Al Jarreau or maybe Bobby McFerrin.
Absolutely.
So it's a compliment. I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Can it be? Are you really real, or are you make believe? So I ask, where did you come from? Come from? Show me how you do what you do when you do what you do for me. It's so hard to believe that God gave you to me. High above the rainbows in the sky, and I'm telling you why. 'Cause when I'm with you, I'm like a superhero in my mind. Yeah, I'm in love. Yes, it's true, I'm done with the game and it's time to settle down. Who said that? Where did that come from? Come from? Good for me, I hope that I find you someday, baby. I'm down on bended knee, will you marry me? Marry me. High above the rainbows in the sky, and I'm telling you why. miles away. I'm with you, I'm a superhero in my mind. Yeah, I'm in love. Funny how a man like me can change. Yes, it is. Catch me if you can, was my refrain. You know it was. High above the rainbows in the sky, and I'm telling you why. 'Cause when I'm with you, I'm like a superhero in my mind. Yeah, I'm in love.
What were your influences as you started developing your unique sound?
I'll tell you this. Al Jarreau is definitely influential.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start talking about my musical influence, it started at church.
Yeah.
On Calhoun in Memphis, Tennessee, when Olivet was on Calhoun near downtown.
Yeah.
And there was a brother by the name of Winston Merriweather.
Okay.
Who is now a retired fireman. Man, that dude was, and still is, as incredible a spontaneous vocalist as has ever come in my ears.
Yeah.
He's just, his sound is just different. He was the first person that, you know, you're a little kid, I'm like 6, 7, 8 years old. And when Winston, he was in the choir, mm-hmm. of course, at church. And when he would get up to approach the microphone, people would seriously go, oh, okay.
Here we go.
All right, here we go. Here we go. It's Winston. Because you didn't know what he was going to do. That's how spontaneous he was. He didn't know what riff he was about to sing until it was coming out of his mouth.
But it would come out right every time?
Oh, man, listen. He captivated us early and often. And so he was my first vocal influence.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious about that. He was. And like, I just wanted to be that. I wanted to copy and emulate Winston. It was authentic. It was unashamed. It was trustworthy. He trusted whatever it was that was about to come out of his mouth.
Yeah. That is a unique thing. You do that.
Man, I thank you. That's the highest compliment I can receive, is because I just trust what I'm about to do. I don't overthink it. I'm in the moment. I ask God to sing through me and to let whatever comes out of me reach the hearts of the people who hear it.
So when I listen to the many recordings that you've done a ton of collaborations. Kim Burrell, Layla Hathaway. I could just name them all, and I'm going to play them all during this hour with
Mesa.
You. You work with everybody. I mean,
it's been a blessing. Mesa Leek is another one that I've
played. Yeah, yeah.
Don't go and talk about my father.
He is.
God is my friend. Yes. He made this world for us to live in and gave us everything. And all he asks of us,
to give each other love,
that we give each other love. Don't go and talk about my father. God is my friend. He loves us whether or not we know it. And he'll forgive all our sins, yeah. And all he asks of us is that we give each other love. Love your mother, love your father, love your sister, love your brother.
All right, so let's talk about solo projects, because we're talking about compilations and duets that you've done, but you also have solo projects out, right?
Right, four projects, and one of them you can't find anymore because it's not in print.
Okay.
And that was my debut CD, which was done on a budget of sandwiches, and it was just me and my buddy Rod McGaha, who is an incredible trumpet
player. Love that guy, yes,
yes. Yeah, man, yeah. He was the engineer, I was the producer, I wrote all the songs, and it sounds like a rough demo, you know? So, but I was so desperate and eager to have a project that we just went in the studio, and he's not an engineer, he plays trumpet, but he had equipment, and he said, yeah, man, I'll do the best I can. You know, I said, cool, you know? So I love the project. I'm gonna re-record it all one day, because it's just, there were some good songs on that record. They sound like, you know, somebody in his garage with levels all over the place, and you know, it's not mixed like you want songs to be mixed these days. But it was called Timetable. That was my first release, and then George Duke, the late great George Duke, produced One Life to Love in 2008. And then there was my version of a gospel jazz record, which was called I Live for You. And that was 2016. Mm-hmm. And then I just recently released a live record of a concert that I had done that was a stripped down, sort of quasi unplugged song of covers. So yeah. A blend of original and covers called Kevin Whalum Organic Music.
Okay.
And on it, I am playing a Latin instrument, a percussion instrument called a cajon. It's a wooden box that you sit atop.
Oh yeah.
You slap the sides and the front and all of that. So that was the only percussion. There are no drums.
Yeah.
You know, that's me. And then there was a bass player named Jay White and a guitar player named Joshua Lutz, and we did it in Nashville in 2017. Mm-hmm. But I released it in 21 or 22. And that has been my contribution under my own name.
Yeah.
And I will be releasing something. I'm not done with music, right? Music is not done with me.
Right.
I had to take a detour to get some other stuff going in my life.
Talk about
I hate to use this phrase, it's so cliche, but the elephant in the room, Kirk Whalum's brother.
That's a good thing.
You know, when you say that, people, when they hear of Kevin Whalum, it's I guess it's a great thing when they say, oh, that's Kirk's brother. But you guys have done so much together. Now, did the collaborations begin with the Gospel According to Jazz series?
Yeah, let's say yes. But I sang background on a couple of things way back as early as 93,
yeah,
I believe it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then he slowly kind of incorporated me into stuff that he would be doing from time to time.
Yeah.
But yeah, in 1998, when we released, I say we, because I feel like, you know, it's a group.
You were part of it, right.
You know, yeah. But when Kirk had the revelation to release this Gospel According to Jazz, chapter one.
Yeah.
He called me and said, look, man, I want to do a gospel record. It's time.
Mm.
He said, I'm no longer with my label, so I'm free. I'm a freelance artist now. I can do what I want to do. He said, I want to do a gospel record, and I want you to do it with me. I said, absolutely. So he said, so come up with something, a cover that you want to do, and we'll do it. And I said, okay. So I came up with Wade in the Water.
Yeah.
And Motherless Child.
I know the song.
Right.
I know.
Right.
And matter of fact, I tell you what, hold on. Can I play that and then we'll talk on the other side of this song?
Sure.
Here's Kevin Whalum, Kirk Whalum from the Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 1, Wade in the Water.
Host all dressed in white. Sometimes I feel like I'm on top. Sometimes I feel like I'm in the middle. And you know what?
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel.
That's Kevin Whelan on the Gospel According to Jazz Chapter 1 CD with Wade in the Water. You're listening to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight with my special guest, Kevin Whelan. This song, I love A Wade in the Water, and I love All My Might. Those are kind of my two favorites from that project.
Yeah, man, All My Might was killing. Ooh, that was a great show. Golly.
All right, Kevin, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk about more collaborations, and I want to know about your favorite vocal influences. All that and much more right here on the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. Hold on, this is Gospel Jazz Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It can start your car's engine from Barcelona. It can take you to that restaurant no one's ever heard of.
Turn left on Culver Road.
It can rotate your tires, change your oil, and even send you an email when your tire pressure's low. This is Cadillac Shield, the most comprehensive suite of ownership benefits offered by any luxury automaker in the world. From impressive warranties and premium care maintenance to navigation, email alerts, your own mobile app, and more. Leaving you to wonder, what doesn't it do?
Teleportation mode initiated.
Well, not yet. Cadillac Shield, the new standard of luxury ownership.
To learn more about Cadillac Shield, go to Cadillac.com/Shield. Premium care maintenance is standard on all 2011 and newer Cadillac vehicles for 4 years or 50,000 miles, whichever comes first. All Cadillac models come with 1 year of OnStar service. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. Compatible mobile device required.
Welcome back to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. I'm your host, Wayne Benton, and we continue our conversation with the one and the only Kevin Whelan. We were talking about the collaborations between you and your brother Kirk and all these different projects. I do want to continue to walk up the ladder on the Gospel According to Jazz series because I believe, I don't know which one it was, but a collaboration with Kim Burrell.
It may have been two.
Yeah.
It was chapter two.
Yeah.
And that one we did later. We had already kind of finished the main part of the record,
right,
and then we did that one later. But we threw it on this part two. I think he arranged it so that it was only available if you bought the whole album.
Yeah, that was a hidden track for real.
Right. So yeah, man, that was my first time meeting her and witnessing her genius up close. Though I had heard of her.
Yeah.
When she released her record, Everlasting. It's either Everlasting
Life.
It was Life?
Yes.
Okay. Mark Kibble. Yes. The lead singer for Take Six.
Yes.
And I are very good friends. And as a matter of fact, the house I used to live in Nashville, I bought because he insisted that I live around the corner from him. He's like, man, you got, come on, get in my truck. So we just went riding. He said, right here, man. See, there's a for sale sign. So I wound up buying that house because it was around the corner from Mark's house. But anyway, so he called me over to his crib one day and he said, man, you got to sit down. You got to hear something. I said, what are you talking about? He put me in what we call the catbird seat.
Okay.
Now, see, the catbird seat, if you're in a listening environment, is the place appointed by the creator of that room or the positioning of the speakers.
Yeah.
So that if you sit in that seat, it is the optimal listening area in that room acoustically.
Mm-hmm.
So he put me in that chair. He showed me the CD and it was her picture.
Yeah.
And I had not heard of her. And he said, this CD is not for listening. This CD is for study. I'll never forget that. And he sat me down and then he turned on the project and he just stood like off to the side and watched me listen to the whole record. And so, cause he knew that I would have reactions,
yeah,
visceral, involuntary reactions to what I was hearing. And he just wanted to see my face when I heard some of the stuff that she was doing. And man, listen, he would be over there because he would know something was about to happen.
Yeah.
Some vocal, calisthenic that she was about to do. And he would kind of look at me differently. And then when it would happen and I would look at him, he would start giggling. He was like, ah!
I have been waiting for so long.
Unfulfilled, I was longing for someone.
Wondering what I was doing wrong.
Who would hold me and shelter me from the storm?
I was faithfully searching for this light.
I was looking in all the wrong places.
Then it occurred to me that night.
Suddenly I realized what I had not done. Should have gone right to you from the start.
To the creator of my heart.
You were patiently waiting to hear from me.
So you could reveal your perfect plan.
I couldn't see, now I understand.
Looking back, why was I so blue?
Looking back, now I'm glad you took the time.
You were showing me all I need was
you. You were preparing my heart and my mind. All I
have to do
was to go right to you from the start.
To the creator of my heart.
What a wonderful blessing you sent to me.
As soon as I turned my face to you,
you came through.
The moment I prayed, the moment I asked, I knew that my heart was in his hands. The moment I knocked, he opened the door for me. Now you were the sweet miracle I have been praying for. Now I know my forever has come true. The moment I prayed,
pray,
he answered my prayer.
Thank you.
to you from the start.
To the creator of my heart.
What a wonderful blessing you sent to me.
As soon as I turned my face to you,
you came through. The moment I prayed, the moment I asked, I knew that my heart was in his hands. The moment I knocked, he opened the door for me. There you were, the sweet miracle I have been waiting for now. I know my forever.
I think Kim was sitting in that same seat that you sort of described to me earlier in the conversation. I don't think she had any idea just how powerful her vocal ability was. Same as you.
Oh, listen, if she didn't know, she was kidding herself. who can deny that? I mean, she had to hear what she was doing. She had to know that what she was doing, nobody else was doing. So I don't know about that, but she is.
So when I listen to that song, I hear Kim doing this scatting and you start laughing on the recording.
Yep, I sure did. Because I couldn't control it. She was doing stuff that was so ridiculous. How could I not laugh? I just went, you know, I was just being real. And Kirk just kept it because it was so authentic.
It was.
So authentic. I couldn't stop laughing at what she had done. And I'm going to give you something you don't know.
Okay.
The day we did that, she flew in and we picked her up from the airport. Dude, she is wheeled out of the airport in a wheelchair.
Huh?
And we're like, what in the world? We're like, Kim, what happened? She's like, I had a car wreck. I'm like, you had a car wreck and you came anyway? She was like, yes. I said, Kim, you didn't have to. We could have found another time to do this. She's like, no, I was not canceling this. She's like, I wasn't canceling this. And so we get to the studio and we have literally got to let her take her time just getting out of the car, walking through the door, getting to the studio, blah, blah, blah. We get her set up in the booth with me and she sits in this stool thing. But when it's time for her to sing, we help her stand up and she stands there at the mic and kills it, kills it. That's what you're hearing. And so a part of me laughing was the fact that here this woman is racked with pain, killing this thing. I mean, absolutely wearing me out, just putting my ears in the happy place. And yeah, man, I'm a super fan.
You're listening to the Sunday Jazz Spotlight with Dwayne Benton. And my very special guest is jazz gospel scatting vocalist, Kevin Whalum. Welcome back, Kevin.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Let's talk more about these collaborations you've done. You did the one we talked about with Kim Burrell, The Moment I Prayed. Now we're moving on over to Layla Hathaway. Give me the story.
Well, I met Layla as we were rehearsing in D.C. for the recording,
mm-hmm.
Gospel According to Jazz, chapter 3.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, I've been a fan of her and her family for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
And we just hit it off, you know, not just musically, but personally. And the song, again, see, whenever we do these gospel jazz records, Kirk comes to me and says, find another tune that you want to do.
Yeah.
That you want to remake. And I said, okay, cool. So this time I chose the Luther Vandross tune,
Make Me a Believer. Mm-hmm.
Right. So he gives me carte blanche to do a rewrite to make it fit into the gospel sphere.
Right.
And so I am the one who rewrites the lyrics to these songs that we take from the secular world, quote unquote, and put it in the gospel realm.
Job so, well done.
thank you. So, he got the idea to pull Layla in for the for the female part. And I said, oh yeah, that's gonna work just fine. And so that's how we got into it. Yeah.
Superman can fly high, way up in the sky, 'cause I believe he can. So what I choose to believe can always work out fine. It's all in my mind.
I'll think of his grace and imagine his life. Imagine his life. In him, we believe me, his believing right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wanna live, wanna learn, wanna love you, Lord. So make me a believer. Wanna love, wanna love.
Gave a spirit of fear.
No spirit,
spirit of fear. Lord, I wanna love you. Loving and loving, oh Lord, is his way.
Your love.
I wanna live, wanna learn, wanna love you. love you, Lord, yeah. I wanna love, I wanna love you, Lord. I wanna love, I wanna love you, Lord. Make me believe, make me love.
So, Kevin, we talk about all of these different Gospel According to Jazz series. As I guess Kirk continued to do them, they sort of evolved more into featuring you and mostly kind of unknowns. Would you say that?
To some. You know, I mean, Shalaya Frazier is no longer an unknown.
Right.
But when we pulled her in a few years ago, it was clear that she wasn't going to be one of the lesser known talents for much longer.
Yeah.
You know. She already worked with Stevie Wonder, and she had done this amazing tribute to Whitney Houston. So people were kind of, you know, who is this Shalaya lady? Shalaya Frazier. So I don't know how Kirk met her, but he did and invited her to come and be a part of what we were doing. And as I said, she had already worked with people like David Foster, Stevie Wonder. So she was on the incline as she was even touring with us for the Christmas concert. So, you know, we used to do an annual Christmas tour, and she was on that for about 3 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But man, she is phenomenal. And then, of course, you know, she played Dorinda in the Clark Sisters movie.
Yes.
So she's not a secret anymore.
So when we talk about the shaping of Kevin Whalum, I go back to the talk about your educational upbringing and just when did you know, Kevin, that, man, I think I got something here. When did you get that notion?
It's funny because I never focused on, let me see, how can I put this? I just, it was fun. I did it because I could. I did it because it came organically. I can remember vividly, even in single digit ages, 7, 8, 9 years old, I would stand in my mirror, put a record on and mimic the instruments, like the bass, like Larry Graham's bass to me was godsend. So I would learn how to make those sounds with my mouth.
Yeah.
You know, the thumping and the plucking, you know, oh my God. And Al Green, Sly and the Family Stone, Ray Charles, Donny Hathaway, Nat King Cole. I mean, I would literally ingest this stuff on a daily basis. And I was a kid, Al Jarreau, that Take Five album.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Man, listen, I mean, I would literally ingest this stuff every single day, over and over and over again. And now I did play outside. I played football, basketball, baseball. I had friends, you know, we rode our bikes. But I didn't stay out there all day. You know, I would go home and at some point I would be in my mirror doing the thing I love to do by myself. And it really did shape the way I hear a song, what stands out in a song to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tend to gravitate toward the bass line first and then everything from that point. But that was how I did things, man. It, you know, standing in my mirror.
What I do, I'd make it all okay. That'd be peace for me and you. I know you got trouble, but out of that you turn to the hills for your help. That's the thing you gotta learn. That's why I'm telling you, stop running away. Some rejuvenation, telling you, running away, yeah. Leaving a bad situation, stop running away, yeah. You need some rejuvenation, running away. Leaving a bad situation.
The last thing you did with the Gospel According to Jazz series would be
Chapter 4.
Chapter.
We did chapter 4 when I did a Beatles remake, Let Him In.
Somebody's knocking at the door.
Yeah.
Somebody's ringing the bell.
Kevin, where are we going now? What's on the plate for Kevin Whalen? What's next? What's new? What are we doing next?
Well, you know, I'm taking a detour. I'm not done with music, and music is not done with me, but I had to put her in relegate her to the back seat for a while.
Okay.
God was using me to do some different things in my life, not the least of which is speak to the youth about their self-esteem.
Yeah.
So I wrote a curriculum that the Memphis City School Board chose to infuse into their program about 3 different times.
That's cool.
And and so now I'm just looking for the next contract. Maybe not with the school board, maybe, but I'm branching out.
Yeah.
And into some more entities in different cities. Like, I think Chicago might be up next, that I will go and speak to these youth about what they think of themselves,
right,
and how to block out any negative thing someone says to you about you. You can't let them say.
Yeah.
You got to rebuke that actively, and I show them how to do that.
So I don't think it would be a big surprise, but you're an ordained minister.
I am. Well, I'm a licensed minister.
Yeah.
Still working on coordination.
Okay, so you have been now preaching the gospel for how long?
Since 2015.
And now, man, it just, I guess all of it sort of works together. When the music comes back, you're going to certainly have some stories to talk about, I'm almost certain.
Well, yeah, and the music, like you say, you know, comes back. It hasn't gone anywhere.
Right.
I've still been recording. I've still been writing. I've still been doing sessions. I did one last week. But as far as putting out new records, that will probably happen. It may happen in 2024.
I'm waiting. We stand by. We stand by and wait. Thank you again for giving me this time, man. This has been very informational for me, and I've learned some great things from you. But how do people connect with you?
Well, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. Instagram, my page, Kevin Whalen Music. So that's probably the best way to reach out to me, send me a DM or something. Facebook, I don't really use Messenger because it's so invasive into everything that you do. Messenger might not be the best way. But yeah, man, that's probably the best way to reach out is on Instagram, Kevin Whalen Music.
Kevin Whalen is with us for the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. It has been a joy. I honestly can continue talking, but I just don't have any more time, Kevin. I'm sorry.
I understand. Buddy.
I have so much, so much more, but you've given us so much thus far, and I appreciate you. This hour has been dedicated to your music and your ministry, and we wish you love and success, and we can't wait for the music to get back in the front seat with you. That's what we wait for.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Brother Benton. I appreciate you, Wayne.
Kevin Whalen is with us on the Sunday Jazz Spotlight. Hey, it's been a joy to be with you. Remember to live each day as though it is your last, knowing that when you stand before the Father and the Son, your testimony will be good and pleasing. So the next question will be, when can I get Kirk on? Keep listening. More gospel jazz coming your way.